At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Joe Varden, coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll have him weigh in on many of the things we're talking about today. Cavs game one loss to the Indiana Pacers. I think the most shocking thing for Cavs fans was not necessarily losing. It's really only feeling like you maybe won a quarter out of a four-quarter game. The lead coming up at five as well. And I was struggling with this before the show, JP.
Yeah.
And I think I might be struggling with it even more now, because injuries are the one thing that can absolutely be a factor, and they can also be an excuse. So whether it's Darius missing game one and how much that factored in, whether it is getting banged up as the game went on, and DeAndre Hunter certainly took two big fouls. Actually, neither was called, but went to the deck hard on both attempts. You saw it, and it was impacting the Cavs. I just don't know how much I can actually weigh that in the favor of, well, that's why the Cavs are down 0-1, or why that might impact the outcome of the series.
It just feels like the wrong argument. It feels like the wrong discussion. So, and I don't think Atkinson went there, by the way. I think he was just being vocal about the idea that he had two very important players get injured, and he thought that they should have been fouled, at a minimum should have been fouled. But I think it's about him trying to, you know, open the eyes to the refs and make sure that they're aware of this, I guess, going on.
216-474-0092. Just the question here is health an excuse for the Cavs right now?
I mean, and I think, if you end up having Mobley, Hunter, Garland, Mitchell, any combination of those four guys that aren't on the floor, let's say you have two out of those four, then I do think we start getting in that territory of just them being so banged up we can't have expectations for them.
Well, I mean, listen, it's apparent that if you watch Donovan last night, he's not 100%.
And then in the fourth quarter, I mean, all his energy was just gassed, and you had to think, and we've watched him play four quarters so many times, we know he can do it. It had to be related to that injury.
I just think the thing, and again, none of this is directly linked to what Kenny Atkinson said earlier today. The Cavs are banged up. What I would say is, as is every other team in the NBA right now, like, there's no team that's 100% healthy, and this is just kind of part and parcel with being in the playoffs. So, like, the Darius thing is one thing, but I want to play. Chris Fedor was on with Baskin and Phelps earlier today.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in just a second here. Because I think he kind of made a case for, you know, the Cavs not being at full strength.
Evan Mobley was walking with a limp in the locker room last night because he rolled his ankle. He came down awkwardly. DeAndre Hunter needed his finger popped back into place in the locker room, I was told. And Donovan Mitchell was laboring throughout the course of the second half. And Donovan even, like, walked off the podium, and he kind of gave me a look of, like, hey, I got away with not having to answer questions. He wasn't going to answer what was wrong with him physically, because he never does, but he kind of shot me a look of, like, hey, I didn't even have to answer what was wrong with me physically. So those are things to keep an eye on here as this series progresses, because if the Cavs aren't at full strength or they are limited in any sort of way, there is a legitimate pathway to them losing this series.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I don't think they lost last night because they were banged up.
I don't think so either. And I don't think they lost because they didn't get enough foul calls either.
And so, I mean,
But moving forward, it does become a conversation.
I think it's just frustrating because I think if the Cavs were where they needed to be in that game last night, and we could blame it on a couple whistles, I think maybe I'd be more into this. Wow, man, they gave it their all, and they're just not 100%. Like, the Pacers did a lot of things really, really well, and I want to give them credit. But, man, I don't like you lost one game and all of a sudden we're talking about injuries.
No, but I don't either. But it does kind of speak to the idea that when they were tied 7.5 left in the fourth quarter, so you can just erase the whole 3.5 quarters to begin with. Typically, we've seen the Cavs get in that spot and you would have had a cavalanche. You would have had something happen where you just kind of pull away and it's like, all right, so the first three quarters, it just didn't go our way. But second half was much better game. And it just didn't. And Indiana had their own version of a cavalanche. And it was very different and it seemed off. And maybe this does help explain a little bit of it. Maybe by the time you dig it to the end of the game, they were just that banged up.
But I think if you're that banged up, how do we not have a conversation about let's move the freaking ball? Because that, like, the section you're talking about where they went on, I think at one point it was a 15-4 run. They might have ended on like a 17-4 run or a 17-6 run. I can't remember what the exact thing, but to close out the game. But the truth of the matter is, the Cavs, there was no ball movement. And so, you don't even have to move people if you just move the ball around. And again, Indiana did a great job defensively. But I just, I guess my thing is, I don't want that to become the number one thing of this series.
I don't either.
And I don't want the Cavs, and I don't think they are right now, so I don't want to make it seem like they are. But it sure felt like everybody was quick to pop up of, well, but no Darius. It's like, guys, yes, Darius's playmaking skills would have helped you in last night's game. It's not why you lost. It's just not. Like, the guys you had on the court were not making the right decisions, and the ball was not moving the way it should. And defensively, like, it was both, by the way, because we were saying which one would you lean, offense or defense. It was both. Like, you didn't have the...
Yeah, but part of that conversation is acknowledgement that both obviously weren't great.
Well, no, but I think my point is, if you had... Like, that's got nothing to do with health. And I can see a pathway, and I'm going to use Fedor's words here. I can see a pathway where people are like, well, it was health. What are you going to do? And I'm like, go find me the team out there that's 100% healthy. There's no such thing.
Yeah, but if the season or if the series progresses on, and let's say there's a lot of hypotheticals attached to this, but let's say Darius doesn't play, and then one of these three that we just mentioned aren't on the court, I think a lot of fans will lean to the idea that it was just a very injured, banged up part of the Cavs season, and that's just what got them. Because we just have so much evidence of them not looking like they did in game one, and them being a much better team than this Pacers team.
So, if that's the case, then we have to acknowledge that the Cavs did everything they could in the second half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
To get healthy, to stay healthy, and then they had a relative breeze of a first-round series, and then the second they were a little banged up, it cost them a series.
If it goes down that way, then yeah, I think that's what we would have to do.
Because
yeah.
Then I think the doubt becomes, it's not can Donovan and Darius do this together, it's Do you have enough guys that can actually stay healthy for the course of a season?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, when we talked about the series going into it, it was like, it was so obvious you needed something out of the ordinary to happen in order to have the Pacers end up winning it. So if the Pacers do end up winning it, and it's because you have all these injuries and everything attached to it, I mean, that makes way more sense than the Pacers are just a better team than this Cavs team, because I don't believe that, and I refuse to believe that.
216-474-0092. Is health an excuse for the Cavs right now? Doc in Little Rock. Little Rock Doc, what you got for us?
Yeah, how about the Pacers were just a better team? How about we go with that? And this idea that the Cavs are going to win in five and they're just the superior team. You just said you can't convince me otherwise. They've got two players, and one is on an injured wheel right now. Hunter was the only thing that kept the Cavs in that game, other than Mitchell just willing himself off the bench and off the floor multiple times. The Pacers are a better team right now, and I understand the desire.
One game did this to you, Doc? One game, all of a sudden the Pacers are a better team than the Cavs? And no, we have no evidence. Last night they were. That's not what you said.
Overall,
you think they're a better team overall or no? What did you say?
I think you guys are subject to a little bit of homerism.
Oh,
so yeah, I mean, it's a meatball take, man, and you guys are smarter than this. I've been listening.
It's a meatball take.
Real quick, Doc.
It is a meatball take.
Can you?
Where are the Pacers better than the Cavs?
Real quick though. Is this Jason Lloyd sounding like a jazz guy? Because it sounded like Jason Lloyd if he played the upright bass.
No. Sorry, man.
Even kind of sound like his laugh a little bit. I'm kind of convinced it's Jason Lloyd.
Like, also a smoker, too, though. He needs to be, like, bassist and
a smoker.
I don't
know who Jason Lloyd is. But
that's something Jason would say if he was trying to pretend to be Doc.
Now we're really on you, Doc.
You're really starting to reel us in here, Doc.
Now we're really on you.
I don't mean to be cruel, but, like, how about we just say that the Cavs were in
okay,
one
so quarter.
Doc,
you don't know who Jason Lloyd is. You're clearly not a Cavs fan. Why are you? Wait, you're a Pacers fan. Defend your team in a much better way than you think the Pacers are better than the Cavs based off of one game.
Well, I think they're just a better team overall. I think they're
based
better,
off of what,
I don't
Doc?
Think they're a better rebounding team. I don't think they're a better defensive team. But the NBA is different than football. Offense wins championships.
And the Cavs have the best offense in NBA history. It happened this year. Yes, the Pacers' offense is good. The Cavs' offense is better.
And you're convinced that the Cavs are going to win in five games. They're going to sweep this team out.
No, I'm convinced. Cavs in five.
I agree. Okay. Go Cavs.
Let them know.
I'll call back when it's Pacers in six.
Okay, you do that.
You do
Keep
that,
our
Doc.
Number, Doc. Keep our number.
Doc.
I will. I have your number.
Have a good one, Jason.
All right, don't lose that number.
Tell me, and then when he's got like a little mad there, didn't he kind of sound even more like Jason?
If Jason smoked a pack of menthols every single day.
Why menthols specifically? Menthols always get, like, Newports
I always
are
feel
fine.
Like you'd, I always feel like you'd get a graspier voice off of the menthols, but I don't know anything about cigarettes to even have a knowledgeable conversation off that.
I, like a real jerk in college, smoked cloves. Those gave you the raspier voice.
Cloves?
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Why? Because they were the cheapest?
No, because they made your lips tingle.
That was it? You liked how your lips tingled with cloves?
And I drank a lot. I know if we're putting together the picture of
I've never been a cigarette guy. I'm not a cigarette guy. I did Black and Milds in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk about like cheap and just like I just smoked some Black and Mild.
There's nothing more that I want in my life to get a DeLorean, and I won't go back to see my dearly departed father.
But we did it.
I'm not going to go back and be there when my first daughter was born. I'm going to go back and see 19-year-old Peter Lynn puffing on a Black and Mild.
Every now and then you do it while also having a dip in your mouth, too. It was a great time, Nick. Great time.
Simpler times, in fact.
Thank God that's not me anymore.
216-474-0092.
That's your one trip back, by the way? That's your one trip?
That's the only one, yeah.
You want to drink some Seagram 7 with me?
Yes.
And just smoke some Black and Milds and just experience college?
And then I'm going to...
We had fun.
We'll have a whole segment on it on this show, because I'll come right back to this exact moment and be like, 19-year-old Peter Lynn was wildly problematic.
Yeah.
He wore a skull cap.
He did not wear a skull cap.
He had a harem of women. Is health an excuse for the Cavs right now. Matt, Dion, you guys stick there. Joe Varden in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
No one looks at me and says, wow, a Goliath is coming through.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.